This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
The Colorado Rockies are really bad. And now they are like historically bad. Colorado's on pace to lose 136 games this season, which would pass the 1899. Oh, I thought it was 1895. 1899.
I thought it was 1895 too, from everything that I read today in preparation for OA.
Yeah, 1899 Cleveland Spiders, which went 20-134.
Number one, that sucks. Number two, can we bring back the Spiders?
Yeah, no, they went Guardians instead.
It's so much better. We have Guardians such a lack instead of spiders as mascots, and they're always good.
Well, hey, in 1895, here you go. The 1895 Cleveland Spiders were actually good. They were 84-46-2. That's pretty good.
Didn't do extra innings back then, huh?
I don't know. And then they went 80-48-7 in 96, 69-62-1.
Nice.
81-68, and then 20-134. Boy.
That's a lot of losing, man.
Well, yeah.
That's got to be tough.
Yeah.
Just go out there knowing you're going to get the crap kicked out of you over and over and over and over again, and it just doesn't stop.
Well, that's what happens when you have Sport McAllister in the outfield. That's a great name.
Sport McAllister?
His name was Sport McAllister. Sport McAllister, see?
God, it's great.
Yep, they had
with Lars Nootbaar on deck.
Is this Kevin McAllister's great grandfather?
Sport McAllister, followed by Sutter Sullivan.
Oh God.
And then Tommy Tucker.
The alliteration here is fantastic.
Harry Lockhead. That's a weird name.
Yeah.
Tommy Dowd. Oh, Dick Harley.
God, these are some great names.
Yeah, they had great names. O.C. Skrennikost. That's a weird name.
Mm.
Harry Cauliflower.
Oh, wow.
They named a vegetable after him. Otto Kruger. That's a great name.
Yeah, that sounds like a left guard from
Otto
the
60s. Kruger.
Yeah. A little bit German there, you think?
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Oh, Kid Carsey. Ah, Kid Carsey on the mound.
Mm.
He had an ERA of a billion.
There you go.
No.
11 billion.
No, he actually, well, they all hit back then.
Mm.
They didn't keep track of ERA back then.
Mm.
God dang it. We don't know, but he did have 10 hits on the year. These are great names.
We had better names back then.
Yep. Harry Maupin.
God, it's so great. That's when parents just didn't care.
Crazy Schmidt.
They
had a pitcher named Crazy Schmidt. This is fantastic. Golly. All right. So, Crazy Schmidt, Harry Cauliflower, Sport McAllister, Tommy Tucker, Sutter Sullivan, and Otto Kruger, and they only won 20 games?
Does he get on the game? I'm Tom Tucker.
Yeah, they're only missing a guy named Howie Doing.
Yeah. Not great, Bob. Still losing.
Boy. But the Rockies are on pace to be worse than that team was.
And we already talked about the ineptitude of the White Sox. Would they win 26 games last year?
Yeah.
Something like that? 26, 28? I thought they were under 30.
this is, you know, the incredible part about how bad they were is that if you were to look at some of their numbers, mm-hmm. you'd be like, yeah, it's comparable right now. Like Joe Quinn, 280, he hit 286 on the season, had 72 RBI, 24 doubles. Right?
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Like, we'd be like, all right.
You take that guy in your lineup every day.
No problem having that guy in your lineup.
That guy's hitting fifth or sixth for you, doing good.
Yeah, well, they didn't.
No.
They went 20 and 134, and the Rockies are on pace to be worse than that.
And they have the excuse of the dead ball era.
Mind-numbing how bad the Cleveland Spiders or the Colorado Rockies are.
We talked about this yesterday and just how inept they are as an organization. And it's just, I feel bad for Rockies fans because there's just no hope.
Mind-boggling, isn't it?
Yeah, 8-42 is quite the pace to be on. You know, the worst 50-game start since 1895. And, oh, that's what it was. The worst 50-game start since 1895.
Oh, okay.
The 1899 Spiders, they were actually better in the first 50 games. Okay.
We put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
That's right. That's right. But at least they're not the Pittsburgh Pirates, which were, what, year two in Paul Skenes, and they're already trying to say we're not going to trade him?
Yeah, that's just... We are not even done with year two, and already people are just like, get him out of there. Because we saw what happened to Trout. I think that's where this all comes from. It's like, no, we're not letting a generational dude in after Ohtani left. It's like, no, we're not. Like, I am all for the, like, let's find a way to keep guys. But when players are so great and organizations are so dysfunctional, I want them the hell out of there. I want them out of there.
Well,
just gone.
Good luck getting that to happen. Good luck. And maybe they need a Sport McAllister on the roster, right? And then they'll turn things around.
You got seven of them.
Yeah. Old Sport.
Sport McAllister followed by Baseball Johnson.
Mm. You can just almost imagine Kid Cudi out there.
Mm. Oh, hey.
See?
That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. This text, if you think the Rockies are the worst team in baseball history, they may not be. Consider that yesterday, the Pirates scored 5 runs for the first time in 27 games. The Rockies did that 6 times in that span.
And yet, worst record.
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Can we please go back to old-timey baseball names? I need more Highball Jones and Four Finger Mordecai in my starting lineup. We do.
I do need some more Mordecais.
Like if
Mordecai's a great name.
If you name your kid Sport McAllister, you know that kid's going to be good. I mean, at some sport, at least one.
He better be.
Sport McAllister, world champion chess player.
Yeah. If you name your kid Otto Kruger, dude, he's going to be good at sports.
Or flying planes for the Germans.
No.
Otto Kruger.
No. No. You don't say it like that. When you say it, Otto Kruger, see?
Yeah.
Crazy Schmidt, you probably live in Florida.
Yeah.
You know?
That's crazy something, all right.
I wonder how Crazy Schmidt, there's no way his parents called him, like named him at birth Crazy.
I mean, again, from Florida, there's a lot of Crazy Schmidt going on down there.
Or that was one hell of a wild birth.
I'll tell you what.
And back in those days, it very well could have been.
They got
here, bite on this tree bark.
They got a picture of Crazy Schmidt on Baseball Reference. I can see how he got the name. Holy smokes.
Those were probably in the days when they were still giving mothers cocaine during delivery.
Well, it's like, I don't, they just used to look at you. His name is Frederick. He's Fred Schmidt. And they're like, no, man, those eyes that you got right there, your name's Crazy. And
is it a Schmidt,
like
a Mike Schmidt, spelled the same way, S-C-H?
No D.
Okay.
No D.
Two T's?
No, just one.
Oh, well,
no.
Wow.
D, one T. Yeah, I don't know, man.
Oh, dude.
You see those eyes?
Yeah, one's looking at me one way, the other one's looking at me another way.
Well, Crazy Eyes Schmidt was too wordy for that.
Yeah. Got all crazy eyes.
They were like, I mean, we're just going to drop the eyes. You're just crazy.
Yeah,
you're just crazy.
They went LeBron James with that one. I saw 3 rims. I saw 3 baseballs. I aimed for the one in the middle.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm pretty sure Captain America fought Otto Kruger in the comics. That text coming in.
Yeah. Did he turn into, what was it? Was it Hydra?
Red Skull face thing?
Yeah.
Red Skull, yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
That was Otto?
Yeah.
Otto did that?
Yeah.
All right. All right. So maybe we don't need to name our kids crazy at birth, but we need to just be okay with just giving them that name again.
Tell you right now, you search the name Otto. Quite a few autos in baseball history.
Well, yeah. A
lot of autos.
Yeah.
Well, wasn't it Otto Titzling that invented the bra?
I'm sorry, what?
You heard me.
Did he stutter? Sport McAllister's name was Lewis.
Yeah, sports, yeah.
That's way better.
Way better than Lewis McAllister.
Yeah. I don't know how, and they don't, like, I'm looking up all the information on these guys. There is no, absolutely zero reference to how they got their names. I mean, crazy, you just looked right at it and you're like, yep, got that.
Well, they probably also can't find birth certificates for any of these guys either.
Oh, no, we know exactly when Sport was born. July 23rd, 1874.
In Austin, Mississippi, which I'm assuming is a town of three.
Yeah, thriving metropolis.
It probably doesn't exist anymore.
Probably not. You're looking at him, man. That is a hell of a haircut. Like, what would you call that?
Front butt.
Like, it's...
He had the butt part.
It's not just a butt part. It's a butt part with curls.
Yeah.
It's like a side butt part with curls. Mm-hmm. Like, it's... There's a lot. It's not like full. It's like, there's like an angle to it.
It looks like, per the 2020 census, the population of Austin, Mississippi was 51.
Oh, so it probably was three people back then.
Yeah. Well, here you want a Sport McAllister fact.
The next search result is the forgotten town of Austin, Mississippi.
There you go. Do you want a couple of facts here about old Sport McAllister? First, he was a switch hitter, so that's probably why they named him Sport. They're like, you're so good at everything, Sport. You're gonna do it all, chap. But here's our other factoid. In July 15th, 1900, a minor league game between Cleveland and Detroit, after hostilities with the umpire the previous day, Tigers manager Tommy Burns feared that the crowd would injure umpire Joe Cantillon. Burns forfeited the game, but Cleveland manager Johnny McClear agreed that they could use McAllister as the umpire.
I like it.
Here's the thing. His team lost. He was the umpire. His team lost 6-1.
You suck.
can't have any overt signs of impropriety.
Yeah, right? Could you imagine that? Like, just back then, they were like, "Yeah, I think they're gonna kill the umpire. We'll just forfeit this one. You guys can have this one. Bring old Sport out to ump for us, then, huh? Like a little league game.
Like if somebody, you know, like Lou Dort busts Scott Foster's nose bad enough last night, and they don't have the alternate, they just pull somebody off the bench."
Yeah.
Now you ref the game.
I mean, just bring in, let's see here. Well, perfect. Rob Dillingham. Just bring Rob Dillingham off the bench and put him in a ref uniform and be like, "Nah, you're the guy now."
Yeah, it fits in. Further research on the 1900 census.
Yeah.
So after old sport McAllister was born, the 1900 U.S. census did not record the population of a city named Austin in Mississippi, which means they probably just made it up and they probably just lived on a plot of land somewhere in Podunk, Mississippi, and like, we're going to call it Austin.
Well, yeah, they did it. They did it.
That's how you did it back then. You just like that.
You're damn right.
Where does your land end when I say it does?
That's right. That's right. And as the text line points out, I love all this talk from a guy named Dusty. Perfect. Yeah. I can make fun of names. I can make fun of names. I got one.
You got one.
I got one of those weird names. Mm. All right.
Good old Dusty Rhodes.
Dude.
The American dream.
American dream, dude. American dream.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.